John Pommaville Size is the executive director of Motor City's National Heritage. Today is the 11th annual Michigan Auto Heritage Day in Michigan, and the idea is to celebrate the automobile and its impact, not just on Michigan, but the world around us. Hi, Sean. Glad you could join us today.
Hi, Marie. Thanks for having me on.
So what's the 11th annual Michigan Auto Heritage Day all about?
So as you can tell from its title, it's about our auto heritage. And this is a partnership between Motor City's National Heritage Area, which is a part of a system of the National Park Service, and Michigan. The governor has created and proclaimed this as Michigan Auto Heritage Day, and we are working with the co-chairs of the Michigan Legislative Auto Caucus, too, Senator Camilleri, Senator Lowers, Representative Puri, and Vanderwall, to pay tribute to this unique story. And it's a story that can't be told anywhere else. And it's about how this region of Southwest and Central Michigan put the world on wheels.
And it is such a rich and unique story to our region, to the city of Detroit, to this area. There's not a day that goes by on this radio station when we don't talk about the auto industry, when we don't talk about cars. In fact, I've got an interview coming up right after you that we're going to be talking with Paul Eisenstein about the price of cars. So all of that is so enmeshed in our culture here in the Detroit area. So what's the aim of having the Auto Heritage Day? Is that to just kind of pat ourselves on the back a little bit, or to spread the message of our ingenuity?
Well, it's to celebrate all of those things, but it's also to use that rich heritage to advance the region economically and culturally. So it's something that we can grab onto and say, hey, this is something that is impacting, for instance, our tourism industry. So mm-hmm. we know that we have an economic impact from drawing people from all over the world to see unique museums that we have here in Michigan. Our economic impact is about $490 million per year and creates jobs. And so they come from all over and they go to see places like in Detroit. One of the big stars is the Ford Paquette Avenue plant in the Milwaukee Junction.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the first Ford Motor Car Company factory. It was built in 1904, and it's the only one in Michigan that you can still tour, a real factory. And that's where he built the Model T, which was a game changer, an innovative vehicle. And things went on from there, you know, to mass manufacturing and mass production. So all of these things make Michigan unique, and its impact, as you said earlier, is not just on Michigan's economy, but on the worldwide economy. Even though the industry evolves and continues to change, we focus on the turn of the last century, around the 1900s. And we do that, as I mentioned, as part of the National Heritage Area arm of the National Park Service. And so what that entails is you have to be an area that tells a unique story and one that rises to the level of national importance. And for us in Michigan, that's the auto story. And there has to be an act of Congress and to create you. And so we were created in 98 in Congress. Senator Carl Levin, Representative John Dingell were the co-authors back then of that legislation. But what that enables us to do is to get funding via the National Park Service. And we turn around and give grants to places, museums such as the Paquette plant, and we are the largest gathering, over 1,100 of car-related or auto-related places and events and cemeteries and archives and things like that. So with the grant money that we receive, we turn around and put it into the communities, places like the Paquette, or, you know, it's not just Detroit. Our Motor Cities in our name is plural. So we go all the way up to Flint, for example, birthplace of GM, and Pontiac and Lansing for the Oldsmobile story. And
Sean, we're going to have to, Sean, we're out of time. We're going to have to leave it there.
Okay.
I know. Listen, we absolutely could go on. Today's the 11th annual Michigan Auto Heritage Day here in Michigan. Sean Pomaville-Sy is the executive director. Thank you, Sean, for bringing this to our attention. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Marie.